This is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah!
I'm Ken.
Oh, and I'm Brooke.
Yeah.
Welcome. Today's vibe, if you couldn't tell from the songs, Me and Sebastian's Theme by Justin Hurwitz from La La Land, and
Let Me Go by Cardi God and Bladey.
It's like love and heartbreak. First one love, second one heartbreak.
Yeah, to honor, you know, Valentine's Day, and but we want to give something to everyone, you know. We want to, you know, for everybody who has Valentine, you know, everybody who doesn't, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have a little something for everyone.
So true.
And, and so we're gonna be spinning a wheel.
Spin the wheel.
All right.
I feel like we need a song to back the. Like, spin the wheel.
That's what I got the soundboard for. Can you hear me?
Hopefully.
Okay.
You're mic three, right?
Oh, no. It's fine.
Okay, spin the wheel. Some dead air going on right now.
Not about
it. Oh, man. Oh. See it. Oh my gosh, there's only two options.
I mean, it's love and it's not, and guess and it said, you got not.
It said not. Oh, right, this so, calls for Valentine by Fiona Apple.
Oh wait, I didn't even this was in the not.
No, because you'd think it's good Valentine. No, not Fiona Apple. Okay. So let's get right into it.
You didn't see my Valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. It's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. Fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. There's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you, I love you. You. I root for you, I love you. You. I made it to a dinner date. My teardrops seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
I haven't got one.
Okay, that was Valentine by Fiona Apple, and There's a Light That
Never Goes Out by The Smiths.
Okay, because the song changed, and I can keep reading it.
Okay, now we know you guys really loved it last week, so we're bringing back The Wheel by popular demand.
Had so many people say they love The Wheel. It was crazy.
I mean,
actually,
we have a ton of ideas actually for this show, but people really want The Wheel again, so
I just got so many that day. I couldn't even do anything. I was getting so many calls about The Wheel. I like texts, like emails, like I was
really overwhelming.
The inbox was like, I'm still going through them. Like, like The Wheel, we need The Wheel.
Yeah, so you guys can all calm down
now. Okay,
we
heard you. Like, you don't need to. Like, oh my gosh, like I have things to do. Like,
exactly. So here we go. All right, let's just go.
Oh my god.
It's kind of lame, first one. I want to respin. Is that?
I don't. Okay, I feel like you have to say it. Say into the mic. Say with your heart.
Least favorite holiday. Go. Wow, that's so. That's the lamest one. I swear it's cool.
I feel like the easy out is like, 4th of July. Like.
Oh.
Like.
Because America bad.
America bad. But 4th of July is kind of lit. Like, you just like.
No, that's not like holidays don't really mean anything. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
It's really just about like what you do during them.
That's such a cynical take.
No. Like Thanksgiving, for example. Like when I'm thinking of Thanksgiving, I'm thinking
of
like
the pilgrims and the Native Americans that shared.
Exactly. No, nobody thinks that unless you're a freak. I mean, respectfully, of course. So the 4th of July, huh?
No, that wasn't my answer.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They're all fun. Like, no, like I just have so much fun on a holiday.
That's why it's like least favorite, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but they're all okay. Sue me, New Year's.
Whoa.
I don't love New Year's. I think it's overhyped and it's always like less fun.
But all right, Brooke, could that be more of a thing of a you thing,
like maybe
possibly a LaGrange
like
thing.
Maybe all of my friends brought their significant others to their New Year's that no one had met. They're all like they're from like out of town, and it was like, oh, like,
everybody.
Hi guys.
So maybe that has something.
Yeah, but like I don't know.
Okay,
yeah, okay, maybe.
Yeah. I'd say my least favorite holiday is like Halloween, just cause like.
What?
I feel like dressing up is like, well, especially I don't know, man. It's not that.
That's
fun.
That's so
it's
lame.
Not that cool.
Like, ooh, it's dressing no, it's up, not. Like commit to the bit.
Every week is it like, bro? You're telling me like theme part. It's like, oh, wear costumes. Like, whoa, I've never worn a costume before. This will be exciting. Like,
okay, maybe because you don't commit. Like, if you actually committed to it.
Like to what? Like.
Like be like Avatar. Like paint your face blue. Like.
That's. All right, you know what? Maybe I guess it's just a me thing. That's low key. Yeah, no, you're right. But still, I can't. Yeah.
So we learned they're both our faults.
Yep.
It's really in your
Pretty
control
much.
How your holiday goes.
Yeah.
Can't wait for leap year next holiday.
Oh, that's.
It's gonna be lit.
Okay, actually, that might be my least favorite holiday. Leap year.
One of my friends is born in leap year. I just think it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, not like
you're
five,
four.
Yeah, that's really funny.
It's hilarious. Like.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing.
Okay.
Okay. Another wheel spin. Right?
Yeah. How many wheels are there?
There's two.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the love or not love one.
Facts. What are we going to get? What's it going to be?
That's,
trying out the soundboard.
Dude, we got not again.
That's okay. We just played.
All right. Yeah. True. What do you want?
Let's play Heart of Glass.
Oh, picking it up a lot. Let's do it.
Boom.
Trust, love.
still beats for you, even though you don't feel it. Honey, I cry too, you better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.
Okay, that was Just Still Beating by Mac DeMarco. Before that, Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Right.
I really just can't remember things at this hour.
Yeah, no, it's just I feel a little like delirious and like kind of just
nauseous.
I think that, yeah.
Did you go to bed?
No.
Oh, I did. For an hour. That's more of a nap.
Is that really worth? I mean, you know, I'm just like, I don't, yeah.
I was weighing all the options, whatever. And it was either like stay up and like get 4 hours of sleep, or like get one and then get four. It was just kind of, they were all
options. Four? That's the number? Four?
I don't, like last week I fell asleep at like four. Mm. And then that old 9 a.m. That old ball and chain.
Yeah, but is that's like mandatory for sure?
Like no, but like I get, yeah, I don't know. You know. Yeah. You gotta learn those differential equations
so
somehow.
So true.
The wheel? I don't
say no more.
What else there is.
Say no more.
Such a good wheel sound. It is so good. Wheel of Fortune.
Man, maybe it's not as good as I thought. Like, again, like, all right.
You really hyped this up for like.
Dude, I swear these are the bottom two. All right, favorite YouTube channel, or
Whoa. Or
you can do like kind of like the first YouTube channel that like you really like watched. I don't know which one.
More. I really don't watch that much YouTube. Like, oof. But like I feel like this is known, but I was an Emma Chamberlain fan. Like
Emma Chamberlain.
Like she was what was up, you know? Yeah. She.
What?
She was what was up.
Oh, I thought you said like foes up.
She recently interviewed Mac DeMarco.
Oh, really?
It was crazy. It was a crazy.
I mean, she had a crazy come
up.
I mean,
no.
Like she's like legit. Like no, isn't she like
on maybe the cover a of Vogue and stuff? Yeah, she's like doing well for herself. But yeah, now everyone's like, oh, she's out of touch. Like,
oh,
no, people. Yeah, people like don't are like, oh, her podcast is like she needs to go to college. Like that's what she's like. Like she just needs to. I don't know.
She needs to go to college.
No, they're just saying like she's like getting so like philosophical that it's like, girl, she could just go to college and like, I don't know, discover herself.
They just want to hear about. I really don't know what Emma Chamberlain talks about. So
like, I don't really know. But she interviewed Mac DeMarco and it was really good. That's but then cool. He was like, oh, I'm not doing traditional touring anymore. I was like, no.
What? Why? Why not? I feel like he.
Because he like he's been touring for so long. Like.
But I feel like he just like. Was the type of guy to just like love like performing.
Yeah, he did,
you know?
And then he like gave up drinking and smoking, and now he's like,
he did.
It's wellness era, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, like he gave up cigarettes and.
And drinking.
And drinking, he's sober.
Mac DeMarco.
Yes, I know. That's why
he's
like in
music?
His like chill era.
That's
well, he does. That's why all his music is like low key now.
Wow.
Yeah. How the times change. Anyway, who's your favorite YouTuber?
That's a great. I mean, I watch a lot of YouTube. I won't lie. Mm. I'm like a YouTube video with every meal is what I say.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, apple a day, no YouTube video.
A meal, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, I've been watching a lot of this guy. Actually, do I want to say this on? You know, Brad Taste in Music. Like, all right, let it be. Like, I know that there's like a doll of Anthony Fantano that like a what's it called?
I don't know what any of those words just meant.
You know that thing? Do you see the flannel with like the thing with the pins in it?
A voodoo doll.
Voodoo doll.
Oh, there's one in here.
So I know
yes.
Online music critics aren't very like welcome in this community, but he's kind of funny and he's like more like down to, he's very down to, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying? It's to expand my music taste. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
It's pretty cool. I think his name is Brad Taste, but I think he's got some pretty good taste. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
And on that note, I think we're going to spin
the other wheel.
Yeah.
too many wheels.
Are there
pop-up ads on this?
No, it's pretty. Wow, I think it's because I made an account.
You pay for it, you're subscribed.
I got premium, yeah.
99 cents a month.
Love!
Oh!
Yay.
Okay, I'm interested to see how Ringtone by 100 Gex is a little song.
Let's do it.
I'm
Ringtone
100
Gex. Enjoy.
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer. 27 missed calls, lighting up my cell phone, sending you a text saying call you when I get home. Taking off my work clothes, working in a cold one. 45 group texts, 50 group DMs. Send another text asking me if I seen them. Pushing back a deadline, gotta make my bedtime. Then I crack a smile, cause I love you and I do it all again. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer.
Something's gotta work this time, it's my way of trying to let you know. I've got a little thing for you, I've got a little crush or something. Maybe I'm just drunk as fuck, I customize my ringtone. But it's always you, it's always you, it's always you, it's always you.
Boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer.
I just wanna watch TV. I'll stay in the pool and drown, so I don't have to watch you leave. I put on Survivor just to watch somebody suffer. Maybe I should get some sleep. Sinking in the sofa while they all betray each other. What's the point of anything? All of my friends are missing again. That's what happens when you fall in love. You don't have the time, you leave them all behind. You tell yourself it's fine, you're just in love. Because you're mad at me.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Educational. Yep. I guess when we're on, yeah.
That's what we're doing with "Worlds Away" by Lil Peep, which was that last song.
Yep.
We're thinking about expanding the station to playing more Lil Peep.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We could have like a Lil Peep wheel. Oh.
Oh my gosh. What's your favorite? You need to watch the Lil Peep documentary. Stop. I'm not kidding.
Oh, bro, I can't. I actually can't.
It was actually like a formative experience of my life watching that documentary.
I don't think I'd like. I'm like. I don't think I could like take watching that documentary right now. Like,
imagine me sophomore year of high school watching that documentary. Like, if she can take it, like you can take it. Like,
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. Actually, can I? I can't take
tea. What? Oh,
whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it this weekend. Who knows?
Well,
probably not.
So what was the one before that? TV by Billie Eilish. And TV,
and then wait, was it Ringtone before TV?
Ringtone by 100 Gex. My favorite love song, Ringtone by 100 Gex.
Yeah, we're gonna be, don't worry, we're gonna be bringing a lot more of that Gex, the Peep. We know you guys have been,
I was
really
gonna say we need to bring the vibe back.
Oh no, I'm just talking about more in general and like for our
yeah,
show.
100 Gex, Lil Peep, Beach House.
Beach House.
Lana Del Rey.
Blade, Young Lean. Speaking of, so what do you want to play? Oh, I should
spin the wheel.
Which wheel?
the fun one.
Fun. Oh, nice. I mean, they're kind of, but whatever. Oh, I haven't been, wait, let me, sorry, so and so.
Update your subscription premium.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They're asking
get
for
the
more
like
money
3D wheel. They like send it to you in the mail.
Oh, imagine a real wheel though. Come on.
Oh.
That would actually be so fire. The sound would be so much more satisfying.
I feel like I could 3D print that up in Nola. No, but it wouldn't get the sound right.
I'm spinning again.
No.
I'm spinning again.
You made this right wheel.
Dude, I swear it's all like the favorite and least favorite. There's like more than just that.
What's the saying? Like, you made the bed, like sleep on it. Like, you made the wheel.
Okay.
Like,
we're sleeping in. Oh, all right. It's kind of a bit of a wheel themed question. Well,
okay.
Favorite circular object.
I can imagine you making this wheel being like, oh yeah. Like, circular. Oh my god. There's so many good ones.
So many options.
Like an orange. Like.
Yeah, no.
Like a bouncy ball.
Like one of those like red like kickballs, like,
oh my gosh, like a, that's a really good round object. I was juggling recently using my juggling balls.
Like little,
but those are a little flat because they're like bean bags. It's not quite round.
No, true. Is that the technical term for them?
Juggling balls. I don't know what else you'd call them, like
hacky sack.
Nope, that's a different sport.
Okay, I'm okay.
It's a different.
It's, I'm just making sure it's
different,
a different
niche, different hobby. Okay. Final answer: pomegranate.
Over orange?
Yeah, I love pomegranates.
I thought orange was your favorite fruit, though.
No.
Oh, it's pomegranate.
I just like oranges. I had a big orange phase.
Oh.
It might be pomegranate. It might be like a peach. I don't, there's so many round fruits. Like,
yeah, low-key, this has turned into favorite fruit, though.
Well, like, that's the best round object. Oh, the sun.
I was going to say the sun. I'm not going to lie. All right. Well,
it's not even really an object.
What? Is it a philosophical concept? Like, whoa.
To get into it.
Oh, because it's gaseous. And is that...
Yeah, like literally. Like,
but
yeah.
Doesn't the center of gravity pull everything around it into itself in a circular manner, actually?
It's actually...
So you could actually... What?
Not circular orbits.
The sun?
More oblong.
The sun?
The orbits around the planet. Or around the sun.
I didn't know the sun's orbit was like that. That's interesting.
I don't... It's 2:30 a.m. Yeah. All
right.
Okay.
That was... All right. Actually, do I have any good ones? Maybe I just made that up. Like, I'm so serious. Right, actually, there's just one that I will get to later. But
okay, I'm just going to choose the song because I want to hear it.
Okay, I also want to listen to Hennessy and Sailor Moon next.
Okay. Well, that's not going to be next.
Oh,
so
cool. I'm at, yeah.
Yeah. This is Lovesick by Alice Phoebe Liu.
I ache for you. this love alone until it passes through. I keep thinking about all of the work I have to do, but it all fades away to nothing when I think of you. I'm sick with love. It's got me worthless. Got struck.
Some fun through money in my pocket, and you know I want you. I've been busy, got so much work, I can't always be with you. Percocet is my system, and I go to sleep, I know it's you. When I was in the hospital, I saw you. I know what you feel in seconds, I feel you. I gotta stay true, my money rain blue. And he's sitting in the moon, I just wanna be with you. I know what you feel in seconds, I know I feel you. My money rain blue, Hennessy and sailing moon. I love how she dancing, got me feeling for you. You say that you love me, I don't know if it's true. When I go to sleep, all I ever see is you. I can be your savior, everything that we've been through. I love how she dancing, got me feeling for you. You say that you love me, I don't know if it's true. When I go to sleep, all I ever see is you. I can be your savior, everything that we've been through.
She shouldn't have to ask whatever she wants. I stay up too long, but by her on my arm. They won't see me fall, they won't see me fall. I don't care at all, I'm a young rock star. Living in the dark, living in the dark. Lean to her, the God. We've been going hard ever since she called. I don't have a heart, I want to respond.
Okay, that was Hennessy and Sailor Moon by Young Lean.
And Blade.
Oh, and Blade.
Yeah, just making sure.
And Lovesick by Alice Phoebe Liu before that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to highlight the lyric of the of the Young Lean song. Wait, I actually lost it. Give me a second. I just have been really into looking at the lyrics recently, and I really felt the wait, where is it?
The message, you know.
There's a lot. There's I be grinding, making money. It's for me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sing it. Where's the fiending line?
Where's that fiending line?
Where's the... Oh, okay. On Spotify it says feeling, but I think the real line is fiending. I love how she dancing got me fiending for you.
Fiending for you. Fiending.
Ooh, I stay up till dawn, barbed wire on my arm.
What, that's the imagery on that. No, but wait, let's wait, pause for a moment. Let's dissect that first.
Lean to her, the God, we've been going hard.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I think the barbed wire one is hard.
What do you think that means, barbed wire on my arm?
Well, you said, wait, what was it? I'm up till...
I stay up till dawn, barbed wire on my arm.
Man, all right, Brooke, I mean, it's 3 a.m. right now. Like, doesn't staying up till dawn kind of strike at least a little bit of a visceral reaction? Inside, like, staying
but
up till dawn...
I don't
dawn,
have barbed wire on my arm.
But, like, Brooke, like, couldn't you have barbed wire on your arm right now?
Does Young Lean have a barbed wire, like, tattoo? Like,
I don't know. Like, Loki, he would have that, like.
He actually strikes me as someone who, like, would have no tattoos. Like,
no, he has, he has, like, face tats and shit.
Oh, stuff. That also makes sense.
No, but nothing, like, crazy.
just a few face
just,
tats.
Just, like, calm little face tat.
If
like,
you
really
had to get
crazy.
A face tat, you had, I had to. And it had to be noticeable.
Yeah.
No, what would you get?
You know in Squid Games, the gangster who has, like, the whoosh, snake, like that?
Yeah.
I'd guess something that's, like, loosely inspired by that.
Mm.
It'd be, like, a neck... into the face.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's
like,
the way
I'd really have to commit, you know, like,
yeah,
or just like a teardrop, but that would
no,
be
it. Oh, that's not.
Or I can get the like the 21 Savage, like, whoosh,
I don't know,
a dagger. Anyways, I think we might have to spin the wheel. Or actually, how long is the song?
We could fit two songs if we stop talking right now.
Like Dirty Laundry is like kind of like a joke song, so I that's the only one that's like the right length, I think. Unless,
or we could just there's so many options. I can't make a single decision.
Do you want to end on the Renee Rapp one? Is that
yeah, I don't know.
I don't think we're gonna have time.
I think someone's gonna come kick us out, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
It's crazy that we got someone after us. What if we didn't?
We could go up till dawn, barbed wire on our arms. You know what I'm saying?
The witching hour, like, more like the witching night.
Oh, nice. Nice. It doesn't make a sound, by the way. That is very disappointing.
Oh, you could just spin the other wheel.
Wait, real
quick. Can you change the sound?
No. That's why the soundboard was... Well, that's a work in progress, the soundboard. I think I'm going to have to rethink that. But last wheel question of the night, of the morning. Would you rather...
Whoa.
Yeah, see, it's a little different.
Getting crazy.
Would you rather be skinned alive and shot or buried alive under 10 feet of dirt in a coffin?
So you're like, oh, least favorite holiday. And then would you rather...
Pretty much. I try to keep it like a free-flowing thought process, you know? No bad ideas.
The buried one.
The buried one. Oh, that's... brutal. I mean,
you're just suffocating. That would be so bad.
Oh, assuming you don't suffocate though.
What?
Like assuming you just gotta like live out your days there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, maybe it'd be like starvation.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what a great note to end on. Wow. What a great way to wrap up Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. We hope you guys had a great day, and we hope this is like the perfect way to end your however you celebrate.
Young Lean songs always make my holiday season great.
Maybe that's what was missing at your New Year's.
But. Oh my God, so true. Okay, well, this is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are Brooke and Ken. And this is...
I was just going to say, and we are out, but then it was like...
Oh, well, I was going to say, and this is Tommy Hurts by Renee Rapp. Fire.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Good night.
Maybe I should try religion, 'cause Jesus, you're hard to rely on. I'd never find you in the kitchen. You couldn't even pay rent for 3 months. Oh, I heard you, I get it, you're broke. But oh, you always had money to smoke, though. Now my tummy hurts. Babies and raise them up to be a couple of fucking monsters like their mother and their father. Eventually, 2043, someone's gonna hurt that little girl like their daddy hurt me. I just want some recognition for having good tits and a big heart. That might be the worst part. Oh, I taught you everything you know. But oh, I guess boys, they come and they go. Now my tummy hurts. He's in love with her. But for what it's worth, they make beautiful babies. Daddy hurt. her problem now, baby, and she'll stay with him. Cause she made with him a couple monsters, like the mother and the father. Yeah, eventually it's when